Welcome back to Beyond the Uniform. I'm Justin Asiri, and normally on the show, I interview military veterans about their civilian career. My intention is to let people on active duty know, and people who have recently transitioned, that they can do absolutely anything they aspire to in their civilian career. And to help them out to that end, I just want to shine a spotlight on different vets doing cool, different things, have them share what it is they do, how they got there, and in the event that that really gets you excited and that's something you'd like to do, give you some tips and practical, tactical advice on how to get there as well. This is episode number 172. That's a question mark. If that doesn't speak to the impromptu nature of recording this episode, I had an episode that was supposed to go out this week, and I dropped the ball on getting it to them to review, and so I'm pushing that back a week. But this is something I've wanted to do for weeks and weeks and weeks now, so I'm very excited to have the room. I wanted to deviate from our normal routine to just kind of have a rant on a couple different topics I've been stewing on and would love to share with you. Would greatly appreciate any feedback. You can reach me at justin@beyonduniform.io. You can comment on the show notes. You can find me on LinkedIn. Or if you fill out the contact us form at beyonduniform.io, guess what? That goes directly to me. There's not a massive staff of monkeys that are filtering through this. You get straight to me. It may take me a week or two to respond, but I will respond, I promise you. So I want to just go through a laundry list of different things about Beyond the Uniform. And the first two are two brand new aspects that I'm bringing to life at Beyond the Uniform. If you are a newsletter subscriber, you've heard of one of these two. The first one that you may have heard of is the coaching component of Beyond the Uniform. So here's the quick backstory. Back in December, maybe November, October, at some point I did a reprogramming seminar. It was a video conference. We had maybe 5-10 people on the call each week. We had 6 different sessions where I just tried to do a brain dump of everything I've learned from the last 170 plus episodes and trends about what it takes to be successful in one's civilian career. The premise for starting that whole series was I feel like the military does a fantastic job of programming a civilian to become a warrior, of taking us through boot camp or plebe summer or whatever it is that you went through, and teaching you in the course of months everything you need to do to start a military career. But one of the trends in these interviews is that the military does a fairly poor job of equipping those warriors to re-enter as civilians. I was speaking with someone this weekend at a wedding, and they were shocked. They thought there was some sort of training program or placement or career system, and there's not really anything, and TAPS kind of falls short of that. And so the intention for reprogramming was to try and do a brain dump on everything I know at this point. And as an optional add-on, I had a coaching component. And I had my wife, who's a certified CTI, that's Coaches Training Institute coach. She works with a lot of executives. She did 2 to 4 sessions. I'm blanking on the exact amount. Maybe it was 4 sessions of coaching as an optional add-on. And to my chagrin, she doesn't let me live this down, the highest rated portion of the whole program was the coaching. I got a lot of really positive feedback about how helpful it was to have someone who's not your spouse, to have someone who's not your family member, or someone who has more of an emotionally vested interest giving you advice and feedback, but to have someone who has been through this process to be able to give feedback on values, goals, tactical steps. And even though my sense is that each person in their coaching session covered different ground, the commonality was how powerful it was to have that coaching. And for those of you who have listened to the show, you know I'm a big advocate of coaching in general. That, you know, if you're training for the Olympics, you don't do it individually. You get a coach. If you really want to have someone to push you, someone to call you out on your bullshit, someone to really hold you accountable, or someone just to point out things that are inconsistent. In my own coaching, which my company actually pays for, in my own coaching, the number of times where the person's just reflecting and says, look, I know that you're saying that you value this, but what I'm hearing is you're really prioritizing this so it doesn't match up. And having someone, a third-party observer, to kind of call out these inconsistencies has done wonders for helping me figure out my way around corners, figure out what I need to do in specific projects, figure out what I need to do in my career, figure out how to be a better leader and manager, all sorts of things. So that led to the realization that one thing that I could offer is coaching. I don't have that skill set. I don't aspire to have that skill set. But fortunately, I have a lot of people in my network who have devoted their career to be good at executive coaching, career counseling, advising, things like that. We are putting the final touches right now on a component, and I just want to be clear outright that I am initially, at least, not making a dime off of this. No, none of the money generated will be going to support Beyond the Uniform. It is literally finding very high quality coaches who can actually add value to military veterans and telling them that I'm not making any money and they need to cut their rates at least in half. They have to provide at least a 50% discount to listeners of Beyond the Uniform. And we've put together a few different packages that combine executive coaching with career counseling. And, you know, we're still playing exactly with how this works. I'm very, very excited. In the 170 interviews I've done, one of the most consistent themes that I know many of you have heard is the importance of self-knowledge. Knowing what you value, knowing where you want to go, knowing what you like, what you don't like. And this is something that's constantly changing. If you've listened to my own self-interview, episode number 100, you may remember that for the longest time, when I wrote my application to Stanford Business School, throughout my time there, when I raised money for my company Storybox and raised over $3 million in venture capital, when I hired over 30 employees, my consistent story was I liked managing people and leading people in the military. I want to do that in the civilian sector. And it took me a very long time to figure out that that was not true. Not true in the least. I'm not the best manager. I'm not able to extract that extra 10% from people. I'm not able to hold them accountable. It's not something I aspire to do better. There are many things that I do really well, and that is not one of them. And I wish that I'd had a coach working with me while I was in the military, while I was transitioning, to help me figure out what does energize me? What am I put on the planet to do? What do I do better than anyone else? Where do I get that energy and focus from? And this is just a small fraction of what we're going to be doing in these Beyond the Uniform coaching sessions. But you will be matched one-on-one with a career coach, with an executive coach, and together they're going to have you take different tests around personality, around strengths, around energy, and where you get it from. And between all of that, the intention is to really line you up to figure out what you want to do and to have a clear, concise, actionable game plan to get there. And newsflash, not to burst your bubble, this is something I think you're going to go through many times in your career. You've probably heard me talk about my conversations with classmates. And, you know, I went to Stanford Business School. Everyone I know, myself included, we worked our asses off to get our applications ready. And in your application, you have to say, this is what I want to do. And you have to be able to talk convincingly about it. And most people I know were stressed out about that. They got into business school and then they found out they were completely wrong. And so they spent their entire first year figuring out what they wanted to do for their summer internship. They stressed about that. They did that. They came back, they got it wrong, they stressed about their whole second year about finding their ideal career after graduation, they get that job, a year later they're wrong. it's not that they're making mistakes, these are incredibly bright people, that's part of the process, it's getting a chance to try things out and say, I actually don't like operations, I actually love finance, or I don't like finance, I love consulting, or I don't like consulting, I like culinary, you know, as making food or making that into a business. And I think that as we change what we want changes to. So I'm not trying to position the coaching as an end all, be all. I'm hoping that this gives you a framework that you can apply throughout your career, throughout your life, as your goals change, as your self-knowledge changes, to give you the tool set to be able to navigate, to be able to you know, pinpoint those few stars that are your guiding point and can and safely lead you where you want to go. I hope that makes sense. I know there's maybe 5 to 10 people who volunteered to be guinea pigs for a test run that's going on right now as we speak. If you're interested, email me or respond to the newsletter. Or if you're a little bit more tentative, I'll announce it officially on the newsletter very, very soon once we get this polished off. Next up, another component, and this is even more preliminary than the coaching, is financial advising. So I would say my sense from 170 interviews, if you've listened to them all, tell me if you differ on this. I think that self-knowledge is the number one piece, and number two is finances. So many times the people I interview talk about how they had 2 months of savings, maybe 3 months, and that wasn't enough time. That was enough time to get a job. That wasn't enough time to get the job that they were looking for or to even figure out what that was. Financial freedom is everything. The more runway you have, the more time you have to find exactly what you're looking for. The more time you have to take your time. I've interviewed so many people that they ran out of money and they felt that financial pressure, and so they took the next job offered to them. It's kind of like dating. You want to be in a spot where you're not in a rush to get married because it's a big commitment. And of course, you're going to change your career so many different times, but there is that opportunity cost, that switching cost, that if you can avoid it, if you can hold out just a little bit longer to figure out what you want, it's an extreme advantage. Another facet of this same topic is at least, you know, maybe a fifth of the people I've interviewed, maybe more, have talked about the difficulty of learning about finances. And, you know, my experience was the military really does package everything up. I might not have understood everything about my finances, but it was very easy for me to get by. It was, for me and for many of the people I've interviewed, it was a learning process to figure out about budgeting and all the different tax implications and all the things going along with personal finances. So that's just one other facet of this financial advising. So the other thing that's a little further out that I'm working on is providing financial advising at a discounted rate to Beyond the Uniform listeners. It will work similar to coaching, where there are multiple different packages. This one is more dependent on how far you are from separation. It's tending to be that if you have 6 months or more until separation, there's a lot more work you can do. But if you've already transitioned or you're less than 6 months out, there's more of the rush version. And so keep an eye out for that. Again, I'll announce that by the newsletter, but I'm very excited about both of these components. The way that it seems to me is that this podcast, which I really enjoy, and I know a lot of you do too, it is kind of like a one-to-many conversation. I'm able to interview people and broadcast that out to thousands of people. My intention with the coaching and financial advising is to have a one-to-one component where you can get individual attention, you can get individual advice, because I know that each and every one of your circumstances is unique. You're unique in what you want to do, you're unique in where you have strengths and weaknesses, you're unique in your family and financial situation and your career goals. And so let me know what you think, but I'm very, very excited about this and just working out a few kinks, but excited to get this out soon. A couple last random things. Maybe just a quick rant. I get a lot of requests each month for people who want to come on the show and be interviewed. And I really do appreciate those requests, and I hope I handle them well. I know that I don't always handle them gracefully. It is tough It's certainly not something I'm able to accommodate for everyone. And it's also very difficult to match up the people offering to be on the show and the type of guests that you've expressed in surveys and my emails that you want me to interview. And so one thing that I would ask is that, there is always... there's always a little bit, right or wrong, some skepticism I have when someone volunteers about, of course, everyone's always trying to get attention or they're trying to get recognition for their business or more customers. And so I've played that game as well. But that's just kind of a natural response I always have when someone says, hey, I want to be on your show. What does help me is that if you know of someone that you would like to have interviewed, even if you don't know them or you don't know how to get a hold of them, that's always helpful. And if you let me know the types of interviews you're looking for, it's fairly easy for me to go out and find those people and get a hold of them. But I want to make sure that the people, the organizations, the career paths, the functional roles that I'm highlighting on the show are 100% tailored to the needs of the Beyond the Uniform audience. And so as you have those ideas, feel free to email, text, tweet, whatever it takes to get a hold of me. One area with that is that I've toyed around with this idea. I do occasionally get people reaching out that want to chat one-on-one. I'm not always able to accommodate, but I thought that might be a way that if it would be helpful to do kind of a Q&A together. Like if you have questions about your career, if you're thinking about grad school or a particular career path or a transition, and you'd be willing to come on the show, we could do kind of a back and forth where we talk about your unique situation. And if you're comfortable sharing that with the audience, I think it could be really powerful. I have not had anyone take me up on that yet. So if that interests you, let me know. If not, I'll take that as a sign from the universe that that's not a good direction to go in. Service to school. A lot of you have heard me talk about them. I am a big advocate of their program. They help you find out your ideal undergrad, your ideal grad school. They help you get in. They connect you with a student who's there. Very, very cool organization. I am going to be at the Service to School Summit. Just saying that in case any of you are going to be there as well. I'm speaking on a panel Sunday, May 27th. I'm most likely just flying into San Francisco and out that night just for this. But if you're there, definitely find me. Would love to chat with you. Would love to meet face to face. And just throwing that out on the off chance that you're going to be there. I think that is everything I wanted to cover. As many as you of you know, I did on April 2nd, I did start a new job. Lots of thoughts on that. I will share that later on. Very, very energized, but I am feeling a little bit more underwater than normal. And so if you do email me and it takes me a while to get back to you, if it, the frequency, I know in January I usually pump out like an episode a day. That's not happening anytime soon, but I am committed to releasing at least one episode per week and getting us to that 200 benchmark very, very soon. But wanted to give you guys some transparency into my life that it's just a little bit crazier right now with being pulled in a lot of different directions. That's all for now. Keep the feedback coming. If you are on active duty, I appreciate your service and what you're doing for our country. And I'm hoping to provide you with as many free resources or near free resources as possible to help you in that direction. Have a great week. I have an awesome, awesome interview coming out on Monday that I think you will really enjoy. But keep the feedback coming, and I'll keep the episodes coming. Take care.